WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Get this. Telly Savalas is starring this week in a new TV movie, playing an actor who used to star in a TV detective show. In the movie, he gets hired as a real detective. But Telly Savalas, in real life, has found a job that won't require a career switch, or even much of a stretch. Starting next month, he'll be playing Kojak again in a new series for ABC. What's the deal here? Why, all of a sudden, is Telly all over the telly? I have no idea, but I do know this. The Hollywood detective is terrible. The first episode of the new Kojak series is a lot better, but only by comparison. In The Hollywood Detective, Savalas plays Harry Bell, who used to star in a TV show called John Crown, Private Investigator. Now he's out of money, full of booze, and down on his luck, until a female fan comes to him and asks him to investigate her boyfriend's disappearance.
I am an actor. I just play a detective, do you understand? Lights, TV, camera, action, so forth.
Goodbye. And get treatment.
Oh, I know you're on TV, don't you see? Come on, I don't know who else to go to. Oh, please, Mr. Bell, I'm desperate. But you probably need that money. I've been feeling guilty for weeks.
Sorry, sister. I'm a very busy man.
No, he's not. So after complaining a bit, he takes the money and becomes a real private eye. But not a very good one, since he spends most of his time being chased or being beaten up. But the action isn't exciting, the humor isn't funny, and there's nothing at all that makes Hollywood Detective worth watching. Not even the plot is original. USA Network has a whole series called Diamonds that's all about former TV detectives who run a real-life detective agency. No, the only reason to watch Hollywood Detective is to see Telly Savalas poke fun at his own image. And trust me, that's not a good enough reason.
No more comments.
Could you give us the name of your old television show? Which network?
Oh, yes, good question. John Crown, Private Investigator, NBC. You know, there's talk recently about renewing the series, and I...
Well, they are reviving Kojak this season as part of the revolving ABC mystery wheel that also has, among other things, new episodes of Columbo. But Columbo has aged a lot more gracefully than Kojak has. In the mid-70s, Kojak used to be the toughest cop show around, but that was before Hill Street Blues changed the rules. Nowadays, the best Kojak has to offer is its effective use of New York City's streets and a scene or two where Kojak gets to talk tough about crime. Here, he's being interviewed by a reporter about the drug epidemic.
People think that it's all about narcotics. Oh, no. It's also about money. Drugs, why right? Maybe it's tough, but you can say no to drugs. But can you say no to money? Cash?
There's also good chemistry between Kojak and his new assistant, who's played by Andre Brower. But the plot of this new two-hour Kojak is too far-fetched, and the most weight Telly Savalas carries as Kojak these days is around his belly. Who loves you, baby? Not me. In Kojak, I can take you or leave you. And in Hollywood Detective, I'll definitely leave you.